Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Certainly be good to be back in God's house this evening.
Amen.
Good to be saved.
Amen.
It's been a few weeks we've been able to be about the Lord's business. We've been down for about three and a half weeks probably. Brother Tommy came to me after service this morning. He said, would you like to preach? And I'm just overwhelmed with joy. You know, I love being up here, being about the Lord's business. And not that I'm any good at preaching. I can't take any credit for anything that I have.
Yeah.
But the Lord sure is good. I love preaching. And my boy, he looked at me and said, Dad, your eyes look like a kid in the candy store. And he asked if you want to preach tonight. But I love to preach. Love being saved. Love identifying the Lord for what he is, for who he is. Well, I know and realize where my help comes from tonight. It's nothing. Yeah. The government can't do nothing for me.
Yeah.
My work can't do nothing for me. The only reason we're here tonight is because of the grace of God. And nothing less.
Amen.
I've been chewing on this message for about 2 weeks now. I was sitting at home. And I don't know who does your sign ministry, but I love you. God bless you. I don't know who you are. But you spoke to my heart when you wrote right there that without a test, you can have a testimony. And I'm telling you this, I want to get you where this message is, how it spoke to my heart. And I went home the other night. And my wife, she was singing, those bones, those bones, those dry bones. The kids' song we grew up singing. And God was speaking to me the whole time about the valley of dry bones. If you want to get your Bibles, turn in the book of Ezekiel number 37, chapter number 37. And while you're turning there, I thought, Lord, what are you trying to show me through this? And I was in the shower the other night, and I was sharing this with Tommy prior to service. And the Lord just dumped on me blessings. And when I got out, I went in there and began to study the Word, got me a pen and paper. I never have I used notes preaching. I don't know if I get to use it tonight or not. I don't know. But I told my wife, I said, I've got to write this down. It's eating me alive. And I started penning some stuff down. I was trying to read and trying to write, And God was just pouring things through my hand faster than I can write. I couldn't pin them down quick enough. And the longer I studied, the more I started realizing the things that God was trying to show me. And it was a vision, kind of like he'd give Ezekiel. I wonder if you would stand with me for a few verses here while we're standing. We'll read God's Word, and I'll show you serving my vision. The Bible says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Ain't it good today that knowing that God knows?
Yeah.
Help us pray while we read here. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the time that you blessed us with. We thank you, Lord, for the time to stand. God, I realize all is vain unless you're helping me tonight. The only reason I'm here tonight is because you've blessed me with an opportunity, Lord. I need your help. I need your knowing. I need your touch. I pray for unction, Lord, as the old timers have prayed for. God, may your spirit be all upon us here tonight. God, help us not to be only hearers of the word, but to be doers also. I pray, Lord, that this word of God would go out on fertile ground, that people would examine themselves, this church would examine themselves. And God, may them find themselves in this valley or heading toward this valley. Maybe they know somebody that's in the valley. Lord, maybe something that you could use me to say or do, the Lord may encourage them to get up and not be defeated. Lord, how we love you. We praise you. Thank you for saving us. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated. Before we get into the preaching, I want to share with you this vision that God blessed me with. And I've read this chapter several times. I've preached on it several times. But God was really arresting and tugging at my heart hard about this. And the vision that God gave me, it was sad. It was dark, and it was lonely. It's a vision that showed the church, if you will, separating, hatred. It showed no love whatsoever. And as I started looking around, I thought, my Lord, I thought the church was clinging together. You see, prior to back in April when all this stuff started stirring up, I was hoping and praying hard that God's people would come together and learn to worship and pray and come together in unity and love and power. But rather I see a lot of the church people living in fear, living in doubt, following what the government, what they think is what's right and what's wrong. They're trusting in something else besides the Lord Jesus Christ. They're living in fear. They're living in worry. They're living in stress. Jobs have shut down. Churches have shut down. Things have changed that we used to know are no longer the same. But God asked me the same question. Can these bones live? In other words, in simple words, do you have hope? A lot of us have lost hope. A lot of us have lost our sight on God.
Yeah.
Have we forgotten? There you go, Brother Bruce. You started with me this morning. Yeah. Have we forgotten what God has sent us? Have we forgotten? Has our eyes turned aside of how God has blessed us? Have we forgotten the thing that God has sent for us? Do we have hope? What's caused the church to separate? What's happened to the people that once was on fire for God, but now are nowhere to be found?
Right.
I look back to the church of New Providence, and it's not just your house church.
Yeah.
It's churches all over the county. It's churches worldwide.
Right.
Hey, some of the churches have closed their doors.
Right.
The pews are getting more and more empty. What happened to them? God has not changed.
Right. Yeah.
People that sat here and testified in this very building of what God has done for them have stood testimony of what God has brought them from. Where are they at tonight?
Yeah.
Why aren't they here? The fire that was once ablaze is now nothing more than an ember. But can I tell you, that ember can start back there.
Yeah.
Is there hope? I tell you what has put the church in this valley of dry bones. And we Baptists don't like to hear preaching on it. But it's called sin.
Yeah. Amen.
Sin has the power to destroy.
Yeah.
Satan himself is a roaring lion. Walketh to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And if we ain't careful as Christians, we will not put on the whole entire armor of God. We've heard about this morning. And Satan will creep into your life. And before you know it, he will rob you of everything that God has blessed you with.
Amen.
You'll turn your eyes away from God and start feeling miserable and wretched and poor. And if we ain't careful, we may even feel sorry for ourselves.
Yeah.
I wonder what in the world has happened. Can I say to you this evening, you'll find yourself in the valley of dry bones. It's a miserable place to be. My friend, it's a lonely place to be. You'll start feeling like you're all there all by yourself. No one cares for you. As I started reading here in the book of Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 7, the Bible teaches over there. He said, what did hinder you? What hindered you that you should not obey the voice of God, the truth?
Amen.
And as we start to examine ourselves, what hindered, what distracted us? Everything was all fine and good until we heard about this virus breaking loose.
Oh, yeah.
And for whatever reason, we've shut our Bibles up, we quit coming to church, we quit praying, and we wonder why in the world are we in the condition we're in today? People has lost their jobs, entered into one of the biggest depression times of their life. I'm telling you, times is hard. But can I remind you, my friend, it is not God's will that any man should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of repentance. You ain't to stay down the valley of dry bones. Can I tell you, we ought to get up and be honored and praise the Lord Jesus Christ and bring glory to the Son of God. I'd like to read some scripture to you over here in Galatians chapter number 5. The Bible says here in verse number 7, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
Right.
This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you.
Right.
It cometh from Satan himself. Right. Amen. We have to identify what the problem is before we can just throw in the towel and quit today.
Yeah.
But the persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. And verse number 9, it says it like this. A little leaven leaveneth a whole lump.
Yes. Yeah.
Preacher, what is saying? I'm telling you, if you let sin creep into your life just a little bit, before you know it, it'll begin to separate you so far from God that you will lose the very sight that God give you. The verse number 16 and chapter number 5 of the book of Galatians. I've got so much scripture here. I've tried to remember, but there's so much in this. I've got to give it to you how God give it to me. The Bible says here in verse number 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, since you cannot do the things you would. How many of y'all tonight can say you struggle with a thing called flesh?
Yeah.
Let's be honest with ourselves. You think to do good, you think I will never go back to the way that I used to be, I'll never do this, but in reality the flesh starts killing up inside of you, and fighting against the Spirit against, there's a war going on inside of you, my friend, and before you know it, if you give in to the flesh, you end up in the valley of dry bones. The Bible goes on to say, but if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of these which I tell you before, as I have told you in the time past, that they which do these things should not inherit the kingdom of God. We're not of these works.
Amen.
These things has no more dominion over me and you, church. If you have been saved and bought with that price, amen, these things does not have any dominion over you. Can I remind you, amen, if God saved you, he defeated death, hell, and the grave on your behalf, and we have victory through him.
Amen.
We don't have to live in a valley of dry bones anymore. It's time for us to get up as Christians and stand up for what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
We need the church to be able to stand up with boldness and learn to talk and teach people what sin is doing, that it's wrong, that can lead you straight to a devil's hell. A lot of times, I was talking to my wife about this before I came over here. A lot of times we're afraid of offending somebody, but when in reality you're actually hurting the other people if you don't teach them about what sin is. We have to be reminded every day of what God has done for us.
Yeah.
We have to remember what God has brought us from. The Bible says over here in the book of Romans, chapter number 5, verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith. Faith. Not works. Not because I deserved it, but because of faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So many people in today's time is trying to go out in the world and find peace. You ain't going to find it. Can I remind you, there was a man in the Bible that was the wisest man that ever lived. His name was Solomon. Had everything that he could ever need in his life down here in this world. But still the preacher said, all is vain of vexation of the spirit. You see, you may find a little bit of happiness out in this world. You may find something to pass your time by and get your mind focused off of something else. But make no mistake, the problem will still be there.
Amen.
You'll still be in a valley of dry bones, reaching out, trying to find something for help, some kind of relief. The Bible says here, by whom we also access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but with glory in tribulations also. Boy, that's a big mouthful right there.
Right.
When you can find a point in your life to where you can stand at the hardest, deepest, darkest, longest times of your life and still lift up your hands and say, Lord, I just want to praise you. Can I remind you that those times that you seem like you're by yourselves, amen, Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I will never forsake you. That man that tells me, I don't care what I go through. Like you said, Brother Tommy, nothing can pluck me out of my Father's hand. Amen. Thank God for that kind of comfort. Amen. And not only so, but with glory and tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. You've been preaching all over us, brother. Y'all have heard the message about patience. If you need them, ask for them. Amen. And patience experience, and experience hope. You've got to have the hope.
Amen.
Comes along with faith. Comes along with love. All this stuff ties in together.
Yeah.
And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely the righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God, thank God for this, He knew what kind of shortcomings was going to have. He knew what was going to be. But the Bible says, I love this verse, but God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes. Amen. Amen. There's your victory. Don't have to worry about living in filth. Don't have to worry about going to the grocery store. But because what Romans 5 and 8 said, He said He commended His love. In other words, he directed that towards you and me in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yeah.
That's the victory, my friend. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of the Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have and now received the atonement. I know it's a lot of scripture, but I can't half it up. I wish I could, but I can't. But I'm saying through all this, this is your way of escape.
Amen.
I hate to tell you, Baptist, it ain't because of some buffet table, amen. It ain't because of some cigarette or some beer bottle. It ain't because of some other girl. I'm talking about Jesus, amen. He is the only one. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He is the only one that can get you out of that valley of dry bones.
Yeah.
Got to give you some more. I love you tonight. I promise I do. Romans chapter 6. I got a heading in my Bible. It says freedom from sin's power. Sin is powerful.
Yeah, that's right.
Sin is powerful. Y'all ain't asleep back there, are you?
Amen.
Sin is powerful. It can take you farther than you want to go.
Yeah.
Your sin will find you out. Your sin has the power to destroy you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So freedom from sin's power. I don't know about you, but I need this, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
I need to read this. Listen here. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that he died to sin. Boy, praise God. We ain't got to be saved again. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. He did it right the first time. He said, for in that he died to sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Now skip over to verse number 14. Romans chapter 6. For sin shall not have dominion over you.
Amen.
For you are not under the law, but under grace.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah to God for the gift of grace. Now we know from reading the scripture to studying, grace is God's unmerited favor.
Amen.
We didn't deserve eternal life. We don't deserve His blessings. But it's God's unmerited favor. We didn't merit that. He just gave it to us because He loved us. And so because of the grace of God, we can become victorious.
Thank you, Jesus.
He done paid the price on the cross of Calvary. The choice is up to you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the reason we're getting this valley of dry bones is on our own free choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have the victory through Jesus. And because of the grace of God that overflows to me and you, we have victory.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now I was studying and praying hard about the vision that God gave me. My vision and my hope is that God would fill the churches back. I know He's able.
Yeah.
But as I see the church begin to venture off, you can't even go to a grocery store without being scared anymore.
Yeah.
That Rona virus, is that all time high? Gonna get worse, I hear. We have to worry about our kids venturing off. Somebody might grab them and do what, good Lord knows what to them. Not just in grocery, our homes, people, amen, are getting broke into. This is time, the signs of time being prophesied before our very eyes. We have to be ready. We know what God did for us. We know the salvation is not of man. It's not nothing that I could do myself. We know it comes from God. And so, church, I want to tell you tonight is to get off of your pews and be something for the honor and for the glory of
Amen.
God. You can be the only church that the world sees.
Amen.
The only Bible that the world sees. If we fit in with the rest of the world, why are they going to be like us?
Right.
We can't be depressed. We have Jesus living on inside of us.
Yeah.
The very King of Kings lives inside of us.
Amen.
We ought to have more joy and more laughter and more love. Sometimes, hey, I know it's hard to preach against sin and people don't like to listen to it. I know all that stuff. But we have to be strong.
Yeah.
We've got to keep on and keeping on.
Amen.
Perseverance.
Amen.
Back in the story of Ezekiel chapter number 37. The Bible says here in verse 4, and he said unto me, prophesy out of these bones and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews, or if you will, cartilage and muscle, and I will lay sinews upon you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Yeah, right.
I could tell you countless of many of thousands of times that God has carried me through my life.
Yeah.
That I should have been in a ditch somewhere or in a grave myself. But thanks be unto God, that was not the will of the Father. But I can tell you today, if he that hath the Son hath life, amen.
Amen.
If you got Jesus,
right.
You ain't dead. Quit living like we're dead, church.
Amen.
And you could be sitting here tonight and never trusted Jesus the first second of your life. You've never had life at all in you. Been in this valley of dry bones. If I could have done it, I'd done what I had. I know Brother Tomlin, good enough to know if he could have done it, he'd done what I spoke the words. If he had the power based upon himself, he'd done what I spoke the words.
Yeah.
But Brother Tomlin, as good as me and you are, we're never good enough. We're never powerful enough. We're never just enough within ourselves to do that kind of miraculous work. It takes one much more mightier and much more stronger than I. John the Baptist said it like this. He said, I'm not even worthy.
Yeah.
I'm not even worthy. Don't lose the shoes. You see, me and the preacher, we might baptize you with water. But there's one that comes after me.
Yeah.
That's way ahead and above me tonight, church.
That's right.
He'll baptize you in the fire of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You all want on a valley of dry bones? Call on Jesus.
Amen.
You all want life? You call on Jesus.
Amen.
Y'all want hope? Call on Jesus. I got to share this with you, Brother Tom. I'm coming to a close here. Had a phone call this evening. Person asked me. Question about some drugs. He said, is it wrong? I said, if you abuse it, it's wrong. Why'd you do it? Well, just to get my mind some ease. I said, you're abusing it. You're in the wrong. I said, let me ask you a question. Just me and you talking. I said, have you been born again? Yeah. I said, do you not read in the Bible where it says, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? Yeah. Well, put the stuff down and seek God.
Yeah. Answer.
It's time to get a hold of Jesus, church.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that God is on the move today.
Amen.
And it's time to get the church to be ready. I'm telling you, we've got to go outside. Lord, come on.
Amen.
Amen. It's time to open the door and learn to preach out to the world. Amen. And let people sure, we might go through the emotions. We might raise our hands. We might even shout and cry a little bit. But if you don't know Jesus, you ain't got no life in you. You're in the valley of dry bones. It's time to get up, church.
Amen.
It's time to get back on the fire line. Church, it's time to be reminded.
Amen.
God is not dead. He is alive.
Amen.
He's never left you. He's given you all you need right here. I know we're facing sicknesses. I know this stuff of sin is almost on rampage. I could name them all here tonight. I know all that. Sure, it's a fearful thing. We've been bought by a price.
Amen.
We ain't losers.
Amen.
In fact, the Bible calls us more than conquerors.
That's right.
If you've trusted in Jesus. Can I tell you something tonight? If you're a child of God and you feel miserable, you could be in a valley of dry bones. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that place shouldn't be comfortable for you. We're not to be down and out in the grass, church.
Yeah.
God's waiting to use you.
Yeah. That's you, Jesus.
God is waiting to use you for an instrument of righteousness.
Yeah.
But He's waiting to say, use me. Use me. I pray daily for church to get your mind back in unity.
That's right.
Quit hating each other. Quit talking about one side about the other. I don't know if you have one here. I don't know. It's time to get out of the valley of dry bones.
Yeah.
You pray for this country. Pray for the county.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to try to hush. Revival is just right around the corner.
Yeah.
It's stirred in my heart real thick.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the church has been quiet too long. They're trying to take prayer away from us. They don't have a lot of it. They're trying to close the church down and tell us we can't worship. I don't know about you all, but I need this.
Amen. Yeah.
I need this.
Amen.
Facebook Live is great and grand if you can't be here, but it ain't the same. It does not replace. Why do you think He says not to forsake the self assembly together?
Doesn't matter who it is.
It's God's will that we should be here.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
If you can be here, be here.
Amen.
If you can't be here, pray for your pastor. I want to be a light for Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for what I have.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's not of man. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. The only thing that you're able to plead is the blood of Jesus Christ. Not because you're a member of this church, not because you're kin to the pastor or deacon or... If you don't plead the blood, you ain't going to make it. Be sure your sin will find you out. Brother Tommy, I'm done. You want to preach a while? Preach a while. I just want to go get the people. Love you.